Epilogue. The Battle of End was hardly that. The prophecies of Raikela surrendered to the End Expeditionary Force without a single shot being fired, and the other ships of Raikela's ad hoc task force, whose crews were still mostly alive, surrendered almost as quickly. As the bedraggled remains of the Raikela's crew recovered on the Spirit of Greyland II, the story was pieced together. Sir Ontain Mount, upon discovering the Raikela had been commandeered by Nohamapitan's sympathizers, and that its crew and soldiers intended to take his command by force if necessary, shuttled his marines to the surface of End by any means necessary, and destroyed the space station the Raikela had meant to take and would need for repairs and supplies. On the ground, Ontain's marines joined up with Vrenna Claremont's rebels and effectively harassed acting Duke Grenny Nohamapitan's forces and played the long game with the Raikela and the occasional new ship that joined with it, denying them supplies and maintenance. The pirates that had originally supplied the Raikela's group eventually began to prey on them. Furtive attempts at surface landings to requisition supplies ended in ambush and capture of crew and materiel. It was one of the most effective blockades from the bottom of a gravity well ever attempted. With the arrival of the Spirit, the civil war on the ground came to an abrupt end. Grenny Nohamapitan, no longer Duke, acting or otherwise, was quickly surrendered by his troops when they were promised no reprisal if they laid down their arms and produced their putative leader. Grenny was delivered to Vrenna Claremont, now Duchess of End, unceremoniously stuffed into a duffel bag. Vrenna promised she wouldn't kill him if he told her where her father was. Count James Claremont was produced, unharmed, but glad to be out of that damned room an hour later. And so it was 2 days later that Grenny Nohamapitan was in the same room where he had held Count Claremont captive when the door opened and the Dashe and the Countess Nohamapitan were shoved in, the door slamming shut and locking quickly behind them. Grenny looked at his mother and sister, wordless and gaping, for a full 30 seconds. Then he closed his mouth and set his jaw. "Okay, seriously now," he said to his sister. "What the fuck happened to this perfect plan of yours?
This has been an Audible Studios production of The Last Emperor, The Interdependency. Written by John Scalzi. Performed by Will Wheaton. Executive producers Steve Feldberg and Mike Charzik. Directed by Gabrielle DeCure. Producer Kat Lambrix. Copyright 2020 by John Scalzi. Sound recording copyright 2020 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.